Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Rage, indicates President Trump downplayed the seriousness of the coronavirus. President Trump is Woodward's source, telling Woodward in an interview that he knew how dangerous the virus was. Early on, however, the president underplayed its severity in public statements. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
President Trump says that he did not want to create a panic. He wanted to instead show confidence. But the reality is there was already a lot of fear around the world. By mid-February, the virus had spread rapidly from China, also South Korea and Italy. And those fears included economic concerns. International markets took a major hit amid fears of a prolonged global economic slowdown.
NPR's Franco Ordonez. President Trump has unveiled his latest list of potential Supreme Court nominees, using the tool that served him well in energizing the conservative base in the 2016 election campaign. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more on that story.
Trump blasted Joe Biden for failing to issue a comparable list and issued a dark warning for the future if the Democrat is elected and has an opportunity to pick one or more justices. The court's five conservative justices are all in good health. Only one justice is fighting serious health problems. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being treated for a serious bout with a fifth cancer, her second cancer in less than 2 years. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A record number of Americans are expected to cast their November ballots by mail this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Brian Naylor says the total could exceed a third of all votes.
Some 37% of Americans in a recent survey say they plan to vote by mail this year. Independent experts say the Postal Service can handle the added volume, but there's concern over removal of mail sorting equipment from some facilities. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, was among a group of secretaries of state who recently spoke with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. She says the Postal Service's actions have created confusion.
We need their help to restore citizens' faith in the reliability of their operations as we gear up for an election where more people will be using the Postal Service to vote than ever before.
DeJoy says the Postal Service is committed to delivering the nation's election mail in a timely and secure manner. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
6 months into the coronavirus pandemic, layoffs continue to register at historically high levels across the nation. The Labor Department reports 884,000 Americans applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 68, the Nasdaq up 33. This is NPR. Russia is dismissing reports that Kremlin-backed hackers targeted a firm working on the campaign of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. From Moscow, Charles Maines has details.
According to a story published by Reuters, the Microsoft Corporation recently alerted the Washington, D.C.-based firm SKDK that it had been targeted by Russian state-backed hackers. The firm is a strategy and communications group currently advising the Biden campaign, as well as several other prominent Democrats. But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Thursday the Reuters piece was, quote, nonsense, and insisted Russia had never heard of the firm. The Reuters story also reported that the hackers failed to gain access to SDK's network systems, nor was it clear whether they were seeking information on Biden or another one of the firm's clients. U.S. intelligence officials have been warning of cyber attacks from Russia, China, and other countries ahead of the U.S. November elections. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Southeast Asian nations are being asked by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to reconsider deals with Chinese companies. Pacific Rim nations, including the United States, are holding this year's ASEAN conference via video link due to coronavirus-related travel restrictions. The U.S. charges that by building outposts, China has been bullying rivals who have claims in the South China Sea. China, in turn, accused the United States of interfering in regional affairs. State Department spokesman says Pompeo has been pressing for a peaceful resolution of disputes over contested territory in the region. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.